The scripture this morning is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 31. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think are less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas, our more respectable members do not need this. But God so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then healing of or gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are we all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The word of God for the people of God.
Will the children come up? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on over here, come on guys, come on, oh, come on, come on, hi, how are you good? Come on guys, all right, hey. What's this? Ugh.
Hey, put me down. Ow, cut that out. How come everyone treats boots like we have no feelings?
I'm sorry, I just never heard a boot talk before.
Yes, I talk. I'm not stupid, you know.
Well, I didn't think you were stupid. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Maybe you just never listen. No one pays attention to us boots. We're old and stinky.
Well, not old, but maybe a little stinky.
We boots are very important, you know. We take care of your feet. Do you know what it's like to walk around without feet?
It's not possible.
That's right. We take care of a very important part of the body. Most people talk about the heart or the mind, but what about your feet?
Well, I never thought of it that way. Thank you.
No, no one thinks much about their feet or we lovely boots. Every part of the body is important, just like every person is important. Every person in this church is important. Look at that little girl right there. Yes, her. I like her smile.
She's got a great smile, doesn't she?
And that
Thank
guy
you. Thank you. That's awesome.
And that
and
guy
we got
over
other
there?
Kids over there, and we got one back there, and we got all kinds of people over there and there. They're kind of special too, don't you think, Mr. Boot?
Yes, they're great and strong, and they're important too. You're lucky to have them.
Yes, I am. I think we'll pray about that. What do you think? You can pray with us, Mr. Boot. Glorious God, we give you thanks for one another, all of us, the hands, the feet, the eyes, the boots. We give you thanks. In the name of the Christ, amen. Thank you, Mr. Boot. Sounded more like a Miss Boot, didn't it? I'm going to take you home with me.
Please join me in the affirmation of faith. I believe in God, who created the universe with all its dynamics and life, and who created Eden of the past and the kingdom that is coming. I believe in Jesus Christ, who, though doubly divine, became fully human in a humble birth. Jesus taught with unique authority, healed the sick, bound up the broken, and brought good news to the poor. In his crucifixion, Jesus our sins and died our death. In his resurrection, Jesus renewed our hope and restored our life. And in his ascension, Jesus lifted our eyes to God and promised to bring heaven to earth. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who guides and empowers all God's children to prepare us for the kingdom of heaven. I believe that it is my privilege and responsibility to accept God's grace offered through Jesus Christ and to live under the guidance of God's Holy Spirit. I believe that under God's grace and in God's Spirit, I will be able to fulfill Jesus' command to love God with all my heart, soul, and mind, and to love my neighbor as myself. I believe that to use my resources wisely in aiding the least of God's children in the time I have remaining is the best gift I have to offer my loving God.
You would join us in the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as a dew and refresh us. Come as a fire and burn within us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I want to tell you a story about a little boy named Teddy Stallard. Teddy was the one who always came to school all dirty and the hair messed up, and you name it, you know, that's the way he came. Concentration wasn't the best, and he stuttered some and just drove his teacher, Mrs. Robertson, up the wall. Christmas came, and, you know, all the kids brought gifts, and his came in an old brown paper bag, and she opened it up, and there was a bottle of half-used, not very pleasant cologne, and a bracelet with two stones missing. She was so happy. So Christmas vacation came and went, and after vacation, Teddy came into the room and he wanted to talk to Mrs. Robertson. Did you like the cologne I gave you and the bracelet? Yeah, Teddy, they were just great. I'm so glad you liked them. They were my mother's, but she died a couple years ago, and it was her favorite bracelet and her favorite cologne. And you're my favorite teacher, and I really hoped you'd like them. We talked today in the scripture about those least respected, and we really don't know the stories that go on with them. It changed her teaching and how she handled the children. It was about 20 years later she received a letter in the mail. Dear Mrs. Robertson, I am now Dr. Stallard, and I would like you present when they give me my certificate. Sometimes we look around and we see people that, you know, they shouldn't be a part of the body. And sometimes we look at ourselves and think, you know, I'm really not a part of the body. I really don't have anything to offer. But we do. Take a look. I now invite two people up, one at a time, because I have been impressed with how much they give of their talents. So first is Glenn. Some of you know him as Glenn. And, oh, he has shoes on. It's hard to recognize him today. Get up here. Oh, I can put him with Mr. Boot.
So we're up here talking about talents. Public speaking is not one of mine, but I'm sure we can get through this all together. I don't know how much you guys know of what I do outside of the church. I'm a stagehand, which means we assist in productions of, is it corporate dinners? It could be plays, musicals, anything. So when I was going through my formative years, 18 to 35, you know, going through doing those events, it gave me a good idea of what a good production is. You know, what are the elements in that? Now I get to build theaters for another company, so I get to take what I learned there and put in the groundwork. Where that has impact on us here is it's given me the tools to give back. And I love giving back. My wife wishes I wouldn't give back so much. She likes to have a roof over her head for some odd reason. But anyway, I can use those talents for like making sure that our volunteers that do the soundboard understand why and the how and the reasons for why we do things, right? We can also go through and, you know, I'll nitpick the slides. If there's a picture on there and it's dark, it's going to drive me up the wall because we didn't take care of that beforehand. The other thing is, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, and Mom and Dad, I'm sorry. My grandfather was on the committee that built this church, right, back in 65. So this church building has a large significance for me as a way to remember my grandfather. So when I take care of the church here as the trustee, it means a lot to me to be able to give back to all of you to have a safe, warm, I hope, cool in the summer church to do all the great gifts that you guys bring to the table when it comes to giving of our time, our talents, and so on and so forth. I don't like being in the front lines when it comes to being the guy that gets thanked or being the one that's, you know, the point person for a public job, but I like being the guy right behind him going, what do you need? How can I help? That's where I like to give, and I guess thank you to all of you that allow me to do that.
Well, he was wrong. He's a public speaker, isn't he? Oh, we got your number now. Pam White. I got to see her in a play a few weeks ago, so that was exciting.
Howdy. First of all, I want to thank you for your talents of love and prayer and care for me. Thank you very much. And I'm on a plan to make things better, so that's all good. When I was asked to give the stewardship talk, which was on an email, the first thing that occurred to me, the first vision that came in my eye was this. And I'm like, what? Does anybody know what this is? Yeah, a boomerang. And what would happen if I, please answer so I don't have to hurt people by trying. Yes, it would, I'd throw it, excellently, and it would come back to me. So I'm like, I don't know why God gave me that picture. And then the next image that came to me was the parable of the talents, which I'd heard since I was a kid. You know, you got the one guy that gets one, and he buries it because he's scared and nervous, and say, here, I saved it all for you, wiping off the dirt. I got the one, and the other two got their talents, and they sent them out there and spread them around, and somehow right there at the end of the story, those two that sent it out there got praise, and the other one was called wicked. And I was a little girl that liked to get, you know, praise. So I'm like, ooh, I don't want to be that servant that gets yelled at and called wicked. Ooh, I wanted to get praise. So anyway, I like singing, and I've always liked to sing. And one of my favorite places to sing is at my friend's cottage. It's on the lake shore, and I go out there in the morning, and there's no one around. And I'm just facing to the water, to Lake Michigan, and I'm just singing my heart out. It is glorious. I love it. It's a form of worship. But it's nice because nobody's around, right? So in public singing, I get nervous. And so I can totally understand that servant that wanted to kind of bury it or hide it, because it's like, you know, nervous is not really a good feeling to have. But if you could take a moment, please, and if everyone, if you can, turn around and look at the stained glass back there. Go ahead. I'll give you time. Do you see that? So when I am up here, I look at that. And even though I am nervous and wish I could hide something, I'm like, this is for you, God. And I can kind of ignore the eyes and all of that. And that helps me in my nervousness, because it is sometimes hard to send it out there. It's hard to give. And it is true that God has given everybody something, whether it's card making, praying, technology, music, no matter what your talent is, I'm getting this, the idea that God wants us to send it out there. Look out. So we send it out there, and somehow or other, God drops blessings on people. Has nothing to do with us, right? That's all God's doing. And he's got this cool thing that it comes back to you, and you get to feel that. So it's a really cool thing of sending out your gift and letting it come back to bless you. So I guess he wanted me to use the boomerang for that reason. Thank you very much.
Study that scripture. I mean, it really says, you know, there's all kinds of different gifts. And too often we think, oh, mine is so little that it's not needed. They are every single one of them needed. I mean, how often do you use this pinky finger? But it's needed. Let's pray. Glorious God, we give you thanks for every single person in this room, for the gifts that they have to offer. Open our eyes. Oh, open our hearts. Get rid of those fears. Oh, how we rejoice and praise you with our hearts, with our souls, with our minds, and with what we do. Thank you, God. Amen.